This week we are studying Jesus' miracle of feeding of the 5,000, which is the only miracle, aside from the resurrection, which is recorded in all four Gospels. St. John continued, "Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing a large crowd that was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, 'Where are we to buy bread so that all these people may eat?' He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little.' Even before the crowds found Jesus on the mountain with his disciples, Jesus saw them. He knew the crowds would require food, so he asked his disciples to ponder the solution to the problem. They had time to discuss the issue, but could only come up with one solution: travel back to the closest town or city and purchase food. However, the disciples did not have the resources or the money to make that happen, so they were dismayed. Jesus was testing their faith. The disciples had witnessed Jesus' power over nature and had tasted the water which was made wine. Yet the solution to trust Jesus, to request that he perform a miracle, was never proposed. Is it appropriate to ask God to supply our needs when we have no resources? Does he not already give us everything to support this body and life? Didn't Jesus say, 'Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you'? As an old favorite hymn reminds us, 'Oh, what peace we often forfeit! Oh, what needless pain we bear! All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.' May our Lord grant us faith to trust in him, even for our daily bread. Amen."